This is a Slog Audio Caching Podcast, produced by Paul Konopacki of St. Louis, Missouri. September 17, 2006. Episode number 36. Sub-episode D. Sunday, day 2 of Paul's Arkansas adventure.
I did 9 caches today. They are New Lake Harrison Trail, Gaither Mountain Overlook, Rush to the Cache, Ozarks History Lesson Number 1, Pruitt Virtual Cache, Wildlife Museum, Arkansas's 1000th Cache, B-25 Crash Site, Round Mountain, and Mystic Mystery Cache. I caught up on some sleep this morning. Forecast for 70% chance of rain turned out to be 100%. Had to skip many of the planned stops along Route 7 and just head to Russellville. To start out with, you'll hear me doing a few caches south of Harrison, Arkansas, then into Jasper. At that point, the rains came steady for most of the day. My wildest adventure today was hunting the B-25 crash site cache and the Round Mountain cache. I still haven't learned my lesson to not leave on a hunt without water, regardless on how short I think the hunt is going to be. All my caching clothes are drying, but the weatherman says they'll get wet again on Monday. Just came back to get some trinkets for a cache, and of course, I get some local yokels who pull up in front of me. I don't know what they're doing. She's putting on a sign. H-A-L meaning... like that. Okay, I've been sitting in my car here for 10 minutes waiting for this lady to move. She just put out a sign that says hell meeting, but she's in her trunk. And there's some lady sitting in the passenger seat and she's just sitting there looking in my direction. Now, how am I supposed to get by them? I'm walking away from the overlook. Why would I be doing that? Just want to get to that ammo box. Be done with it. Come on. Well, the sky's getting dark out. I'm headed for GCF 491, and it was real quick before the storm comes. If I can do it, 240 feet. Crystal Mystic Caves. It's in this bunch of rocks here. Wind's picking up. Are you on this? Let's see. No, because I didn't write it down. Shoot. Rain's coming down. I don't know what I'm looking for. Oh, there it is. Okay. Saw it under some rocks. Geoflies, thank you very much. 1237. Last one's here on September 16th, the Gracie Group, 9-17-06, 1 week long cache trip from St. Louis. Took nothing, left, and I'm just going to go ahead and leave something here. I'm down to 2 trinkets left. I'll have to buy some more. I need my flashlight to read this. Well, it's a Belgian coin. 1952 Belgian coin. Something that my mom or dad got when they were in Europe. Probably my dad collected some coins when he was in the Air Force stationed overseas. I need to get going. I'm going to keep caching no matter whether it's raining or not. This day isn't going that great. It's 1:10 in the afternoon. I'm back at Mystic Cave because this is where I figured I'd drop my list of caches to do. as well as all my log notes. And yeah, sure enough, it was up in the rocky area where the cache was. I'm going to be headed back on Highway 7 going south, going to virtual at GCBF68, which is counting the number of picnic tables at the Buffalo River overpass.
Taking the 104 Rocket Trail here. Look down the fence.
Okay. Alright, this is the embarrassed Paul. The first time I came down here looking for this cache, I was way off. Didn't know what I was looking for. Looking in the wrong spot. Had to go back to the car, read the hint. Now I see what it is. I feel so stupid. I'm so stupid. What time is it? 2:20. Going inside to talk to the museum people. Took nothing, left nothing. Time up FW.
Who knows who's watching?
I'm in their museum. They have stuffed elk heads. Aquariums with large fish. There's a gar there. Looks like a largemouth bass. Samples of white-tailed deer skulls. Hands-on stuff so you can actually touch their jaws and teeth. Buford the elk. Wow. 450-pound black bear. Killed with muzzle loader in Newton County by David Fott. It's a bearskin rug. The armadillo's response to surprise is to jump 3 or 4 feet straight up into the air. Due to this response, its most formidable predator is the armadillo. Skunks love to eat bumblebees. Hi.
Hello.
Was that a pickled snake in a jar?
Oh, we just added a little bit of alcohol. Just to preserve.
That's what happens to you if you drink too much.
Yeah.
Get too much alcohol. I assume it's a lot busier during vacation season.
Oh, yeah.
Around here.
This is the quiet time now.
Let's catch up with everything else. Are you the one to ask about elks?
Uh-huh. What do you need to know?
Missouri. I'm just kind of wondering why we don't see many elk in Missouri.
All the elk we have stay here.
Is it because of the mountainous area?
They just stay around their good water source and their food. Their range is not that big.
But they have no reason to go anywhere else if they have what they need here, I guess.
Yeah, and they have everything they need here. They have ventured down into the counties that, like the Buffalo River, goes down into another county. And they have ventured, a little down the river, but no, they'll stay close to their food and water source.
Is the Buffalo River a barrier to them? To get further, or
not really.
They could go over it, I guess, at any time.
All the time. They all do it all the time.
I was down there looking at the Buffalo River. It doesn't look like it flows very much.
Well, right now, we had a drought this summer, so
okay.
It's not flowing. It normally is higher, than what it is, but it's so low right now because we just didn't get the rain this summer.
So all the other scenic places around here where they used to have waterfalls and stuff, they're probably dry.
Well, yeah, all your waterfalls around here, no matter what, unless it's just rains every day the whole summer, usually by mid to late summer, they're gone anyway. Spring is the time to come and see the waterfalls. If we have our spring rains like we normally
do. Or snow melt, I guess, would also.
Probably not even snow melt would do a whole lot.
Okay.
You'd have to have quite a bit of snow to melt, and it's just not that much to make the waterfalls go. Here we don't have that much snow. Yeah, waterfalls, if you got to catch them early spring, mid spring.
It's like mushroom honey. You got to know the right time to go, and then if you're not there.
Time to catch it all, yeah.
Oh, it's raining again. So I guess this is a bad time for me to be on vacation in Arkansas.
It'll be gone by tomorrow.
Nice soft rain.
186 feet up the side of a hill. I bet you I was supposed to take another trail, but I'm this close, I'm not turning back, so up the hill we go. There's got to be a better way. There is a better way. It's just that's not the way I'm going. Oh man, this is going to be a long one. Ooh-dee-doo. I'm above the plaque from the airplane crash. The cache is nearby. I haven't found it yet. Everything is wet. Of course, I did the silly thing. I came from down below instead of following the trail. So I'll take the trail back. Let's see if I can find this puppy. Ah. Geophage. I can see the cache too. So success. Success. Find a little bit drier spot to take care of this. B25 crash site geocache logbook. Wow. This is really full. Last people here were on September 13th. They say, great historical site, nice hike. Thanks to all geocachers, Mary and Kevin, aka Cowboy and Indian, from Henderson, Arkansas. Add my scribble to here and then walk back to the car. Okay, this is getting ridiculous. Signing off for now. I've taken up temporary shelter underneath a rock outcropping. This cache is a little bit harder than I thought. It's been raining steady for an hour. Finally broke out my emergency poncho. Because I didn't think this would be that hard, of course I left my water in the truck. And I still don't know if the trail I'm on, I think the trail's right, but I don't know when it starts moving over so I can get to the other side of the bluff. Looks like there might be some daylight up above if it doesn't swing around to the west soon. I'm going to have to head back to the truck and call it quits for this one. Man, this is rough, but I guess that's what I asked for. I'm punching my body just like I said I needed to. I'll check with you later. Hopefully. I found the cache. Man, this was a tough one. I'm completely soaked. Really, I probably need to look for a motel room and call it a day. Any more caching in this condition is going to be miserable. This message is for Charlotte Sheffield. Charlotte, I'm sitting here looking at the Cliff House Inn sign, restaurant, motel, and gift shop. Unfortunately, it's Sunday at 5:30. The restaurant's closed, and I don't see anybody around. Although I would be curious to know how much the rooms are. Oh, by all means, finish your work. two bags of ice. Keeps on raining. Yeah. Can't do sightseeing when there's nothing but fog to look at.
Autograph. Thank you.
Yep. You may continue. All right. What are your single rooms?
How many adults do you have, Sam?
One.
It'd be $53 plus tax.
Okay. Anything on the first floor easy to get to?
They're all outside the entrance.
Okay.
I believe I have someone.
We can pull right up to it. Non-smoking, too. One.
next week, 8937.
Any idea about the weather forecast for tomorrow?
Not off the top of my head. I can look it up real quick, though. I didn't even know it was supposed to rain today.
Well, I already screwed up my day. There's not much use to a scenic overlook when all you see is fog.
Yeah, it hadn't rained in about 2.5 weeks, I'd say.
Well, so locals are happy, huh?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's been like that all around the surround. All right, room's going to be 135, which is on that side over there, about midway down on the bottom.
Okay.